You are listening to the Real Truth Podcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we're thankful that you're a part of our congregation today. Plus, the services, the song, and the message will be a blessing to your soul. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for all of your rich blessings to us, and we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. Wherever this broadcast service is reaching, we are praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Never ever.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Things to be Thankful For. And first of all, I am thankful I know there is a true and living God. The Bible says they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So I am glad today I know there is a God. As Daniel said to King Nebuchadnezzar, there is a God in heaven. Looking at the book of Acts, chapter 17, the Apostle Paul went into the city of Athens, and there he saw altars to the various gods and one to the unknown God. And I'd like to start reading Acts 17 with verse 23. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath, yea, and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the boundaries or the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of them. For in him we live and move and have our being, as have certain of so of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So I am thankful for the God of heaven, and I am thankful that I know God as a God of love. And not just know him as a God of love, but I know that he loves me. For God so loved the world of people, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So I thank God not only for his being, but for his love to me. He not only gives me physical life and all the temporal blessings of life, but through his dear Son, he gave me spiritual life. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. I am thankful for my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. And I am thankful for my Christian heritage. My father was a minister of the gospel before I was ever born. And I also had a praying father that loved me, and a mother that loved me also. And so I am thankful for my Christian heritage. I am also thankful that God blessed me with a wife and six lovely children. And I'm thankful for their love as well. And I am thankful for my spiritual family. I have been a part of the local congregation here since 1945. 47. And I'm thankful for the spiritual family that I have the privilege of being a part of. I am thankful for the sweet fellowship that we have in this congregation. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133:1. I am thankful for the dear saints of God I have met through the years as I have traveled in various parts of the world, including England, Kenya, East Africa, Nigeria, West Africa, Honduras, Central America, Jamaica and the West Indies, Trinidad, the Philippines, the Cayman Islands, and various parts of the United States. I am also thankful for the safety that God has given me in traveling thousands and thousands of miles over the highways, not only in this country, but in other countries as well. And I am thankful for the safety that God has given me through the thousands and thousands of miles of traveling through the airways. One thing that might be of interest to our congregation today, when we first started going to Grand Cayman in 1951, in fact, the first 2 years, we landed on the water. They didn't have an airport at that time. And in 1952, the plane, POOPBY, amphibious plane, landed in the water there, flying in from Jamaica. And it must have hit something in the water, for it ripped a hole in the side or a gash in the side. And the pilot got out there with some tape and taped over the hole while we stood there on the shore waiting to board the plane. And after he got it taped up, they took us, our little motorboat, out to the plane, and we took off. There was 8 seats in the front of the plane, and then there was the middle where the co-pilot or the engineer sat and also stored luggage, and the rest of the passengers sat in the back of the plane. And this rip was in the part of the back of the plane, and as we were going out across the water, I heard some screaming there in the back. I could only assume that the tape must have come off and they were getting sprayed by the water that was coming in. However, we landed in Tampa safely on that particular trip, and the Lord was with us. And so I am thankful for His blessings in traveling thousands and thousands of miles. I am also thankful for the privilege I have had to travel in the Bible lands. I have made 11 trips to Israel, and 10 of those was as a tour host leading others to the Bible lands. And I traveled with others and enjoyed seeing them enjoy the Bible land as well as I. And I, as I say, was the tour host for 10 of the trips that I made. And I was in Greece, Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, England, Italy, Egypt, Cyrus, and of course Israel on those various trips. Now, I didn't make all of those countries in one trip, but during the time I was tour host and going to the Bible lands, these are the countries that we were able to visit in from time to time. I am also thankful that I had the privilege of sharing the gospel over the Way of Truth radio broadcast. And I have been broadcasting the gospel for over 60 years. And I thank God for our congregation even today. And we've been broadcasting not only in the United States, but in other countries as well. And we're thankful for those who have taken time to write to us and let us know that our broadcast is a blessing. Now, there are many other things that I have to be thankful for, but I would like to use part of my time today to give some scriptures that speak of our worshiping God and giving thanks and praise to Him. And I would like to read, first of all, Psalm 100. Starting with verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. And now from Psalm 95, I'd like to read the first six verses. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And then we read in Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And then in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And then Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And then in Philippians we read, Be careful, or in other words, do not worry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. And then in Colossians 3:15, Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. And then in Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So we want to give you some verses also in regard to praising the Lord as well as giving thanks. So I repeat Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And then in Psalm 95:2 again, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. And then we read in Psalm 147:7, Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. And then in Psalm 113:3, From the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And then in Psalm 71:6, By thee have I been held up from the womb. Thou art he that took me from out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. And then in Psalm 119:164, Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. And then in Psalm 145:3, Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Then in Psalm 146:2, While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have my being. And then in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, we don't have to bring a sheep or an oxen, But we have here in this scripture, Hebrews 13 and 15, that we are to offer God the praise of our lips. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, thanks to and giving thanks to Him. Let everything that hath life and breath praise the Lord. I'm thankful we don't have to bring an ox or a sheep, but we can give Him praise and thanksgiving with our mouth. Now, how can we thank the Lord as we should? Well, first of all, we must live the kind of a life that He would be pleased for us to live. A unsaved person cannot really and truly worship God in spirit and in truth, as Jesus said the Father wants us to. Jesus said the Father seeketh such to worship Him as will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I say an unsaved person cannot worship God in spirit and in truth. So if we're going to truly thank Him and thank Him from the heart, then we must obey Him. We must live for Him. Solomon the wise man said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." And the Apostle James said, "Let us be doers of the word and not hearers only." And Jesus, quoting out of the book of Deuteronomy and resisting the devil's temptation, said, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that will proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord." So we have many, many things to thank the Lord for. Someone has said if we had 10,000 lives in which to praise Him, we could not enough our blessed Lord adore. But since we only have one life, let us praise Him in the life that He has given us. And remember, as Paul told the Athenians, God is the one who gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. And it is in Him that we live and move and have our being. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. And we do want to offer Thee thanksgiving and praise from the heart. And we do thank You for our congregation. And we're praying the blessings of heaven upon each and every one of them. You know their burdens, You know their cares, You know their concerns. And we're asking You to minister to them out of Your great heart of love. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We have a number of our broadcasts there. If you've missed any or would like to hear one over, you may go to our webpage and download it. You may also download our monthly Way of Truth magazine and read it. And you can also join us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet. And our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, we are thankful that you have been a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And this is Avanay Craig bidding God's blessings on each and every one of you.